And a good Saturday morning. Welcome into another edition of Ask the Experts. And this is one of those days I love. We get first-time guests today. Always love having first-timers on the show. And I've got to say, this is a pretty cool pair that's going to be on today. They don't seem nervous at all, which is great. So I want to welcome Gaetan and Matthew Aggerholm of VOR, Vestibular and Orthopedic Rehabilitation. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you very much, Dave. Glad to be here.
And throughout the hour, if you've got questions for my guests, here's how you call us, 519-570-2545. If you're out of town, it's toll-free at 1-800-570-5715, or call us hands-free at *570. So, who are you people? Let's learn a little bit more about you, your history, your training. So, go ahead.
Okay, I graduated from physiotherapy school in 1998 from Leeds University in England. I have about 12 years of experience, mainly doing private orthopedic work in physiotherapy clinics. And Matthew introduced me to the world of treatment of vertigo and dizziness about 3 years ago.
Yes, and I'm a registered physiotherapist as well. I've graduated from Queen's University in 99. Done extensive postgraduate courses since that time, one of which, of course, is vestibular rehab. I went down to Atlanta, Georgia to learn how to do this back in 2004. So I've been doing this about for 6 years, pretty much piqued my curiosity. And 2004, I also did years of Master of Physiotherapy down in Australia.
And with respect to our clinic, we started just over 3 years ago, very part-time. We both had an interest in the vestibular work. We've been pleasantly surprised over the past 3 years how much the clinic has grown, the positive response we've received from the public, and the number of people that we've worked with and been able to help with the vestibular treatment.
Okay, I'll play dumb, which is not hard at all. What does vestibular mean?
Well, vestibular is basically the balance system within the body. So you have a nerve in each of your ears, and they basically communicate to the brain where your head is in space and it keeps you orientated.
Okay. So this would lead to things that I think people call vertigo, dizziness, that sort of thing. Now, is there a difference between vertigo and dizziness? How do you distinguish them?
Well, dizziness is more of a catch-all phrase. It kind of encompasses a little bit of something for one person. It might mean something to you, might mean something to me. Vertigo is basically an illusion that you feel like the world is spinning around you, or that you're spinning in the world.
Okay. So when a patient comes into your clinic and says, I have vertigo, how do you make sure if they really have vertigo?
Well, we do a very long-standing assessment. Each person basically will communicate to us whether they have certain symptoms, how long they've been having the problem, what type of problem they're having. You know, usually they're very precise in saying, if they have vertigo, I have difficulties with looking up. I feel like the world is spinning when I look up, or, you know, I bend over to do up my shoes. When I come up, I have to take a couple of seconds or even a few minutes. Very frequently, people will say rolling over in bed will also bring on their dizziness, or beg pardon, their spinning sense. And the other most common one is also when they get up in the mornings. Once they kind of rise out of bed, then they're feeling quite dizzy and spinning.
We try to really get our patients to distinguish their different symptoms. So not everybody has that spinning sensation of vertigo. A lot of people might have lightheadedness, difficulty focusing, blurred vision, fullness or pressure in their ears. So vertigo is not the only symptom that's under the large umbrella of dizziness.
Okay. Does it ever affect any other areas of your senses? What about your vision or your hearing or anything like that?
Very much so. Those are also very good common complaints that coincide or happen along with the dizziness and the spinning. People will also complain about blurred vision, just not when they look at people, the written word, things like that, just not as sharp or in focus as it has been in the past. When they watch television, for example, seeing movement in the background. So if the camera does one of these wonderful panning scenes to show you of all the vistas of Hawaii or something like that, they just quickly turn away. They can't stand that. People who use a computer screen when they're when they're reading for a long time, that really irritates and brings on their symptoms of nausea and otherwise. Hearing symptoms, a lot of people will complain of some ringing. They may have some roaring, whooshing noises in their ear. They may feel like their ear is full, almost like they've been dunked underwater, and they've got that nice pressure sense that they haven't been able to kind of equilibrate their middle ear. Other things can be basically with respect to just even like cognitive or mental type states. They're not as sharp. They feel anxious when they're in crowds. They don't like that. They quickly get out of those situations. They don't like being in very high traffic or busy environments at all. The other things I can really say is that they have difficulty reading. Especially I always ask, or I have a lot of people say to me that they commonly reread things in order to kind of retain or really remember just what the heck was it that they read.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it boils down to every patient that comes into our clinic is different. So we spend quite a bit of time on the first appointment asking them what their symptoms are, trying to understand what they're going through, because having vertigo or dizziness and many different symptoms really affects a person's life. You know, if they can't go out in busy environments, they feel very anxious, maybe they can't work or they can't drive. So it really, really affects many elements. And every person that comes into our clinic is different and has a different set of symptoms.
We've all experienced momentary dizziness in our lives. I've certainly been accused of being dizzy a few times. But this is for patients who are experiencing this daily and for extended periods.
Yeah, absolutely. Some people will have it and that just suddenly over out of the blue it'll happen. And other people, we've had one or two patients where they've had it for 6, 7, even as long as 20 years. Very, very distressing to them, obviously, because they just, for people that have had it for many, many years, they've been to and had many tests and everything else, and all the tests are coming back negative, and everything's great. The doctors have no idea, or, you know, they're confounded as well. And the patients are when they come in, have a fair amount of frustration. And so we try to be as empathetic and just try to give them as much confidence that it is, quote unquote, not in your head, and go from there.
So for these patients who've been trying this, that, and the other thing for years, when they come to you, what differentiates you from other physiotherapy clinics?
Well, we've really made the focus of our clinic at VOR head, neck, and jaw concerns as well. So we spend a lot more time with our patients. The first visit is an hour and a half. We really need to understand their symptoms, like I said, ask a lot of really specific questions. If these people are frustrated and they have a lot of questions, we book that extra time. We make sure we have the time to explain to them what we're finding, what their symptoms are, why they're feeling the way they're feeling. And as Matthew mentioned, if those tests have all been negative, the MRIs, the CT scans, the hearing tests, they've seen the specialists, they need to understand why those tests have been negative and why that's actually a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because although it's frustrating to not have the answers you're looking for, if those tests are negative, you're ruling out what we call the nasties. You know, you want to make sure there's no tumor. You want to make sure there's no brain bleed, that there's nothing that's a medical issue, like a cardiac problem. So it's good to have all those tests be negative, and yet these people come in with a lot of questions.
And it's your job to answer them, I guess.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a short break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the common causes of dizziness and some of the common signs and symptoms that the patients who come to VOR often complain about. VOR stands for Vestibular and Orthopedic Rehabilitation. My guests are Gaetan and Matthew Aggerholm of VOR. You'll find them at 30 DuPont Street East, Unit L1 in Waterloo. And for lots more information online, you can go to vorphysio.com or call their office at 519-208-0150. But if you've got questions right now, you can call them and ask them on the air. If you experience dizziness or a feeling of vertigo, or you finally twigged in that that's why you don't want to watch fast action on your big screen TV, we would love to hear from you right now with your questions at 519 570-2545. If you're out of town, won't cost you a penny. It's 1-800-570-5715. Or call us on your cell phone hands-free at star 570. We'll be back with more of Ask the Experts in just a minute here on 570 News. My guests on the show today, Gaetan and Matthew Aggerholm of VOR, Vestibular and Orthopedic Rehabilitation. I'm having trouble with the rehabilitation today.
That's okay.
Maybe
that's
I need right. to go to a speech therapist. I don't know. VORphysio.com is the website if you'd like to get more information, and you can call us with your questions if you experience dizziness or a daily feeling of vertigo. Or you're watching the big screen TV and you just have to turn your head away. And it's not because it's a horror movie. It's just because it's making you dizzy. Give us a call and ask your questions. 519-570-2545. Out of town, 1-800-570-5715. Or star 570 hands-free on your cell phone. The lines are open now. Now, what are some of the common causes of dizziness? And what conditions and ailments do you treat?
Well, we kind of break things down a little bit to more of the kind of the medically managed cause of dizziness and kind of some of the functional treatment things that can cause dizziness. So medical ones we've already kind of talked about a little bit. Obviously, heart problems, cardiac, stroke, something called an acoustic neuroma, which is basically a tumor that comes in and begins to grow and put pressure on to the hearing portion of the nerve, which also puts pressure on the vestibular nerve. And then we start dealing with the functional treatment side of things. And so these are conditions such as stress and anxiety, which can cause dizziness. There are some medication-induced dizziness in which some very high-grade antibiotics can actually kill the balance portion of the nerve within the middle ear. So it's one of those life-saving type medications. There's lots of bugs that are floating out in the environment these days, and you can get basically a virally caused type of dizziness. There's also labyrinthitis and, Melda de Barkman syndrome, which is that lovely feeling that you get once you come off of a nice 7 or 10 day cruise and you suddenly feel like you're still on the ship and you're kind of just having a little funky mosey a little mm-hmm. bit. Usually that wraps up within a couple of 3 days, maybe as long as a week, but there are some people, unfortunately, where that sensation persists for a very long time. Basically, age-related degeneration, and then some of the more exotic ones are basically the jaw or temporomandibular joint problems within the that can also cause dizziness, and something called BPPV, which is called benign paroxysmal positional vertigo, and that is one of the most common causes, probably the most common cause of dizziness for people, usually kind of mid-40s and onwards.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this why sometimes if you get a really bad cold or a flu and all your sinuses clog up and I have my ears just go, yep. I sometimes feel dizzy?
Yep, absolutely. It's that extra pressure that is placed on the very small organs of balance that are located behind your eardrum.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it doesn't take a lot of pressure. One of the other causes you kind of just reminded me of is basically pressure-induced dizziness. So, for example, some people will go scuba diving and have a bad dive in which they're not able to equalize the pressure in the middle ears, and that can actually affect the middle ear organs and cause quite a bit of dizziness. And also a very bad airplane ride. So where the airplane suddenly drops a couple of hundred feet, that can cause a problem. Or again, as a airplanes going up and takeoff or landing, that your ears don't kind of pop and equalize. That can mm-hmm. also put an effect on the middle ear.
Go ahead.
Sorry. We always see a spike of business in the spring when allergies kick in. We found that for 3 years in a row now. And it started early this year, of course, with the winter that we had, that when people are congested or people have allergic reactions in their sinuses, maybe a sinusitis is occurring, then that can certainly put pressure on the inner ear, as Matthew said, and can trigger some of their symptoms. The other area that we're starting to do a little bit of work in is around concussions. We've had quite a few patients recently, and I know that's a big buzzword right now.
Thanks, Sydney.
Pardon me?
Thank you, Sydney.
Yeah, but we have seen a few patients in our clinic who have had minor head injuries, concussions, And that is certainly a cause of dizziness and some of the symptoms that we've talked about amongst those patients.
All right. Let's throw on the headphones. We've got a phone call now. We're going to go over and talk to Kathleen, who's been waiting patiently. Hi there, Kathleen. You're on 570 News.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kathleen. What's your question for Gaetan and Matthew?
Well, I'm a chronic sufferer of dizziness. I've had it for over 30 years now. Mm-hmm. I'm actually a Meniere disease. And I've been told that there are certain exercises that one can do to alleviate the dizziness. But I've never mastered them or have had them be effective.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify. Was it Meniere's disease?
Yes.
Okay. And who prescribed those exercises to you?
One of my nieces who also has mal vertigo.
Okay.
And she was recommended by one of her physicians to do certain exercise, but I don't find that they help me.
Okay. We alluded to the fact, or Matthew alluded to the fact earlier, that there are many, many different causes of vertigo. So if your niece had a different cause and a different set of symptoms, then the exercises that were appropriate for her may not be the most appropriate exercises for you. So that's why we do a very thorough assessment on the first visit. As I said, every patient is different in our clinic. We need to get to the bottom of what you need assistance with and provide you exercises to address those specific concerns. It's very individualized because every person's different.
Oh, okay. Good.
All right. Does that answer your question, Kathleen?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
All right.
Kathleen, thank you so much for calling. And I would recommend going and seeing Gaetan and Matthew so they can actually tell you these are the exercises that should help you. Do you find that a lot that, a bit of medical information gets passed from one person to another person and then they wonder, I wonder why it didn't work.
I find it quite common that people will come in, and I find that the internet is a wonderful source of information, but it can also be a bane. Unfortunately, again, some person will be able to do some of the exercises that they suggest on the internet or otherwise, but some of the treatments, especially for the treatments for positional vertigo or BPPV, one treatment is very common to the Epley maneuver is very common to help with conditions in one part of the in-ear. But by doing the Epley maneuver for a condition that affects another part, it has no effect. And the same thing will happen if somebody has something called like labyrinthitis or a vestibular neuritis, which is basically an inflammation of the balance nerve. And then doing the Epley maneuver for somebody who's suffering from one of these conditions does absolutely no effect at all.
Now, we've talked a little bit about some of the common symptoms patients come in and tell you about. Are there any other common symptoms we haven't talked about?
Well, I find, again, more of these cognitive issues. I find a lot of people will have inability to kind of focus on concentration. Their memory is quite poor. They cannot take information, like a lot of information that comes in, and, 5 minutes later it's like, Who's that person's name? A lot of the hearing issues. Sorry about that. A lot of the hearing issues, a lot of sensitivity issues with loud noises. Again, this fullness, or a lot of people complain of ear pain, itching. We find itchiness is a very, very common one.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's due to more of the facial nerve issue, but it's in the same ballpark, so to speak. People also complain about hearing loss. They just don't hear as well as they did several weeks or months before all this dizziness and vertigo started.
And I find sometimes with respect to hearing tests, the person may have been to see an ear, nose, and throat doctor and had a hearing test done, and it could be considered normal within a normal range. Well, the ear, nose, and throat doctor wants to make sure that there isn't anything medically a reason for their hearing loss. But yet the person might say, I do find myself turning up the radio a little bit more, or I find I can't concentrate on the television. Or if there's a lot of background noise, for example, having dinner in a restaurant where there's a lot of background noise, they just lose the ability to filter out that information and concentrate on the conversation that's occurring at the dinner table, for example. I guess the other thing is we've seen people in our clinic with a huge age range. I think our youngest patient was, 13 or 14? And we've seen people well into their 90s. So depending on what stage of life they're at, really it affects different aspects of their life. The older individual might say, I'm really frustrated. I can't go to my social outings, or I have difficulty going to church. I can't drive, which is a huge other issue in terms of independence. Whereas the younger person might say, I have difficulty at school. I'm treating a gentleman right now who couldn't write his last set of exams in high school. He just couldn't study and concentrate long enough.
So quite a range of people you see for quite a range of problems. Mm-hmm. And if you've been listening today and you think, you know, that really does kind of describe what I'm experiencing, you can give us a call right now and get your question answered on the air. The lines are open at 519-570-2545. Out of town, 1-800-570-5715 or *570, hands-free on your cell phone. We're going to go to break, but we'll take your call right after the news. My guests, Gaetan and Matthew Aggerholm of VOR, Vestibular and Orthopedic Rehabilitation, up at 30 DuPont Street East in Waterloo, Unit L1, and online at vorphysio.com. More coming up here on 570 News. And on the show today, a topic we haven't covered before, which I love. We're talking with Gaetan and Matthew Aggerholm of VOR, Vestibular and Orthopedic Rehabilitation. And you'll find out more online at vorphysio.com as we continue our discussion about the common causes of dizziness and vertigo and that sort of thing. We're going to go back over to the phones and take some more calls. First off, we say hi to Marlene. Hi, Marlene. You're on 570 News.
Hello.
Hi, Marlene.
My question is, actually, I want to tell you about my mother, who a number of years ago was experiencing vertigo, and her doctor sent her to a specialist who pulled a block of earwax out that I think he was even surprised at.
Okay.
And now, over the past number of years, like my mother, who was always sharp, has started to have some sort of memory loss and kind of what you described about the young fellow with the exams.
Mm-hmm.
And I just was sort of thinking, like, they always put dementia as like a catch-all for everything when people start to lose their focus and mm-hmm. some memory things. So I wonder if there could be any correlation.
Well, absolutely. You can also have some cognitive issues or loss of memory. Is she experiencing any problems with balance as well?
I don't know. She doesn't complain of it, but she's fell off her walker about 4 times in the last 6 months.
That's what I was going to ask. Has she had any falls?
Yeah.
Right. All,
like, she's had falls for years. Like, she just, you know, has always been somebody who sort of, you know, misses stairs or falls. Sometimes she's in too big a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could have to look at everything that's going on with your mother. So is she experiencing any problems with respect to her lower limbs? Like, how is she with respect to her strength, her range of movement?
Her knee is really bad. She mm-hmm. has trouble walking. And mm-hmm. she was, you know, like, it's just so surprising how fast it's gone down.
Well, mm-hmm. absolutely, because, I mean, there's a lot of things that go together. So, I mean, just because an individual is 60, 70, 80 years old, it's 86, that's okay. As we said, we've treated older people. That's right in the ballpark. We also have to see how strong she is, if she is having any problems with respect to balance. Obviously, we want to see if we can improve those kind of things. And then when we do the assessment or otherwise, we could look at whether is there any vertigo that has been hidden for a while.
Uh-huh.
The other thing we see in older individuals sometimes is something called disuse disequilibrium. I know it's a big fancy term, but what it basically means is as we get older and we don't tend to use our balance or move as quickly or have as much confidence in our balance, we have an expression in physiotherapy: if you don't use it, you lose it. So that
you sound just like her physiotherapist.
The balance deteriorates if you don't work on it, if you don't challenge it. And the problem is once people have had a few falls, it really affects their confidence as well. So they become socially isolated very often.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that, well, she sleeps a lot,
mm-hmm.
but she is quite social.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But she was the kind of woman who was out in her car playing cards on Monday and, you know, sewing circle on Tuesday, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And now she lost her car because she was just Well, we were worried about the memory stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right. So,
thanks. I think you've answered my question.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, great, Marlene. That's what we're here for. And perhaps maybe, you know, have your mom checked over again by her own doctor or physiotherapist?
I don't like her doctor.
All right.
Sorry.
We've heard that before, unfortunately.
All right. Well, Marlene, thank you for your call.
If I brought her in for an assessment with you folks, you think you'd be able to shed some light on things?
Well, we do a very comprehensive exam. So if we see things that we are able to treat, we will advise you and your mother about exercises or suggestions, even if it's as simple, and sometimes it's not so simple, for helping out with falls prevention.
Mm-hmm.
And that's key, to keep mom at home where she belongs.
Oh, she's stubborn about exercise, so forget that.
Well, we need a little. We do need a lot of help and compliance with doing the exercises.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean...
Okay. Well,
all right.
Thank you very much.
Marlene, thanks so much
for your
call.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
We're going to go right back over to the phones. Jerry has been waiting patiently. Hi, Jerry. You're on 570 News.
Hi. I was listening to your program, and I have developed vertigo about 3 weeks ago. I was in Florida and I was diagnosed with it.
Mm.
And my question in some respect is, we are flying in about a week and a half to Europe, and I wondered how that might affect my situation.
How has the vertigo been in the past 3 weeks? Is it getting better or it's not getting better?
Well, believe it or not, it improved some a few days ago. Prior to leaving from Florida, I was a little concerned about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was excellent, just excellent, in about a three-day period. And then the day after we got back, I got out of bed one morning. I felt dizzy again, and it sort of comes and goes a bit now.
Mm-hmm.
And I try and keep active and so forth, but I have to just steady myself. In fact, I attended my doctor a few days ago, and he suggested possibly it's an inner type thing, and your immune system will eventually do its work and clear it up to some extent. But, however, my concern was about flying, if there's going to be any downsides or upsides. Now, earlier I heard you say about takeoff, maybe a lowering altitude quickly,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and so forth. But
turbulence.
I was also, when I was diagnosed with this, I ended up going to the hospital, and they did a complete scan, a mm-hmm. CAT scan, and there was no inner issues with the brain and so forth that they could, at that point, see.
That's excellent.
And they diagnosed then vertigo, as okay. simple as that. And I was given a medication to take, I think it was about 18 tablets, called mescaline, 25 milligrams.
Mescaline is basically known as antivert. That is one of the very common medications that prescribed by physicians.
Uh-huh.
Secondary one is called CERC, or novabetahistine. They are prescribed to individuals to help reduce a lot of the... kind of the stomach type issues, the nausea. If you are suffering from positional vertigo, true vertigo, generally we find through our patients' communications that the medications aren't always that helpful.
Well, I was sort of left to believe that. In fact, it's not a prescription medication, and this was out of the States, evidently, incidentally. And I think it can be bought over the counter. But nonetheless, whether it be necessary to continue now, I've completed my tablets.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be necessary to continue with some tablet, or will it take its course and take care of itself? I'm very quite physically active, and you know I'm not a sit arounder. But another point.
Okay. If you have a question about your medication, that certainly is something to discuss with your doctor.
Yeah.
That prescriptions, medication, that's all managed by your physician. With respect to flying in a week's time, you want something that will help you get through that, but it really depends what's causing your symptoms. If it's positional vertigo, it may spontaneously resolve, it may not, and that's why people say their symptoms come and go, what we call episodic. But, you know, if it's something else that's driving those symptoms, then it might need a little bit of assistance to recover from your symptoms. But if you're flying in a week and a half, that doesn't leave a huge window of opportunity. So you may want to discuss with your doctor something to help manage your symptoms to get you through the flight.
Okay. All right. I think we've answered that then.
All right.
Thank you.
Jerry, thank you so much for your call, and I hope you have a good flight. We have one more phone call. We're going to go over and talk to Jocelyn. Hi, Jocelyn. You're on 570 News.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well, Jocelyn. What's your question for Gaetan and Matthew?
It's actually not a question. I'm actually a former patient of them, and I heard that they were going to be on, so I just wanted to phone in and say hello.
Hi, Jocelyn.
Hi, Jocelyn. We're good, thanks.
Good. I just wanted to also let listeners know who are having the problem with vertigo. I had a really, at least I think Matthew can attest to this, I had a really severe case of vertigo. At one point it was taking me at least half an hour to get out of bed in the morning, and I'd even have to have my husband help me get out just of bed because I was so dizzy. But Matthew, you know, treated me and so on, and I just feel so, so much better. So for anybody out there who has vertigo, is experiencing the symptoms, or is scared to go and see somebody like Matthew, my life has completely changed. Like, I felt so restricted. I couldn't just, you know, I did. I felt so restricted. I couldn't do a lot of things that I wanted to do. I was scared because I was afraid if I did anything that I'd get the spins and I'd fall over and whatever else. So if anyone out there is listening, please go see Matthew. And he's the best guy ever. And I have my life back because of this man. So just do it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jocelyn.
Thanks so much for calling in, Jocelyn. It's very sweet of you to let everyone know how much Gaetan and Matthew were able to help you.
That means a lot.
It does. It is that word of mouth advertising that, you know, when you get a referral from a real person who was really helped, that is really great. I just want to say it takes me a half an hour to get out of bed in the morning, too, but that's because I'm lazy. So just you got to have the symptoms as well to go through with, go with it as well. Now, when people come to see you, you've said a couple of times you do a very thorough examination. What can people expect when they come to your office?
Okay, the first appointment for vertigo or dizziness, we schedule an hour and a half with the patient. Probably about 15 or 20 minutes of that is to get information about their symptoms, when it started, how they're feeling, if they've had investigations, if they've seen their doctors, et cetera, et cetera. So we get a lot of history from the patient. Then we get into doing some of the testing. So we're going to do some neck movements just to make sure they have good movement of their neck. We're going to look at head-eye coordination because as you move your head, your eyes are supposed to move in a particular pattern. We want to make sure that that's behaving the way it should. And if it's not, we need to identify that. Then we take a look at people's balance. We do some walking tests. And then probably most importantly in our clinic is we do something called light suppression testing. And I'll just spend a moment and explain what that is. We have something called light suppression goggles. It kind of looks like a snorkel mask, but when you put it on, it puts you in complete darkness. So the person can't use their eyes or their visual system. It really brings forth for us what's happening with the inner ear and the balance system. We've spent a lot of time working with the neurologists and the ear, nose, and throat doctors so that they understand that we do the light suppression testing, and it allows us to be very effective with our assessment and our diagnosis. And it really helps make it clear for us what the person's treatment plan needs to be. So these light suppression goggles that we have really, really facilitate us in the clinic and just give us a ton of information for our patients.
Very good. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about, we're going to talk about cost. I'm going to ask the big question, cost. I'll talk about doctors' referrals as well. And we'll have a few minutes as well to take a couple more phone calls. So if you've got a question about your balance, do you feel dizzy in the morning? Do you think you might have vertigo? Give us a call at 519-570-2545. Out of town, 1-800-570-5715. Or star 570, hands-free on your cell phone. My guests, Gaetan and Matthew Aggerholm of VOR, Vestibular and Orthopedic Rehabilitation, at 30 DuPont Street East in Waterloo, and online at vorphysio.com. You can call their office at 519-208-0150. Ask the Experts returns in a couple of minutes here on 570 News. And I welcome my guests, Gaetan and Matthew Aggerholm of VOR, Vestibular and Orthopedic Rehabilitation, as we continue our discussion about dizziness and vertigo and the things that go along with them. If you've got questions, 519-570-2545, out of town, 1-800-570-5715, or *570, hands-free on your cell phone. Can anyone come and see you? Do you need a doctor's referral to come to your office?
Most of our patients do have doctor's referrals. However, you don't absolutely have to have a doctor's referral to come and see us. If people are going to be putting the physiotherapy treatment through their extended health care benefits or their insurance plan through work, it's the insurance company that may want the person to have a referral in order to reimburse them for the services. But if you're not going to be putting it through an insurance company and paying privately, for example, or if your insurance company does not require a doctor's referral, then you can come directly to us.
All right. Well, then let's talk a little bit more about payment. I'm sure you get asked this a lot. who pays for it and how much is it?
Right. We do get asked that question a lot. You're right. The first visit, as I said, is an hour and a half long. We do assessment and treatment on that first visit. We make sure we answer your questions and we get you started with some treatment on that first day. The cost for that is $140. The follow-up visits are usually a week or two, sometimes 3 weeks later. As Matthew mentioned earlier, we very much focus our treatment on exercise-based. So we don't overload people with exercises, but two or three specific home exercises to work on in your own home. We usually touch base with the patient a week or two later, see how they're doing, make sure they're doing their exercises properly and effectively. And when they come back for the follow-up visits, we book 45 minutes with the patients. That's all one-on-one time with the physiotherapist, and the cost for those is $85.
Okay. What about, you said something about extended health benefits.
Yep.
So most benefit plans help to cover things?
Yes, we're both registered physiotherapists. Mm-hmm. So most benefit plans do cover physiotherapy services. And it would be covered under that category in your insurance plan.
Okay. We do have another phone call now. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think it might be another one of your fans.
okay.
Colin is calling. And hi, Colin. You're on 570 News.
I am indeed a former patient of Matt's and Gaetan's. They won't remember me a couple years ago, but I went for one treatment, and they solved a vertigo issue with no difficulty whatsoever, and I have been telling people in the community about them for a couple of years now, so keep doing a good job.
Thanks, Colin.
Thank you for calling, Colin, and I'm really glad they were able to, in one session, you were able to help Colin. Now, is that typical, or how often do people usually have to come to you to get some relief?
It's not typical. It's wonderful for Colin's sake, so that's fantastic. If people are suffering from positional vertigo, usually two or three treatments. It's been kind of, they've done research and usually two or three treatments. And about, I would say about 98% of the population are usually symptom-free after those three treatments.
Mm-hmm.
If they're suffering from a case where it's a long-standing vertigo problem and it's not positionally driven, if it's not a problem within particular structure within the middle ear, it can take a little bit longer.
Okay.
But again, we are very focused on the individual. They want to be doing their exercises, and we try not to over-treat people, and we try to get them to come in every 2 weeks, and then if they're doing well, we try to keep pushing them back. So that at times, we may not even see somebody for 6 weeks.
All right. Now, you're obviously based in Waterloo. You've got people coming in from Waterloo and Kitchener, but how far away do people come to see you? What is the geographical area that you actually service?
Well, obviously, KW, Cambridge are our main draws. We've worked really hard to develop our relationship with the ear, nose, and throat specialists and the physicians and informing and getting the word out to them that there is help. We've had many people referred from Brantford area. Listowel. We've had a few people from Stratford. I had one individual come all the way from Comber, which is just outside of Windsor. And we've had a couple of people from Sarnia and one lady that traveled all the way from Montreal. So
wow.
we will treat who can get to our clinic. Absolutely.
Okay.
I think what really distinguishes what we provide and why people are willing to travel so far is we have that technical equipment, those light suppression goggles. They really, really help us out. As well, this is what we do. 80-85% of the patients in our clinic have vertigo and dizziness. So this is what we focus on. This is our area of specialty. And there are very few clinics in Ontario even that have those goggles and that provide the specialty.
Specialized treatment.
Yeah.
Hence why people will come from
Hence
Montreal.
Hence the traveling. Yeah.
Exactly.
And let's face it, if you're feeling like that, you want to do something about it.
Well, I'm sorry, Gaetan, I'm going to make you put the big floppy headphones on again. We've got another call. And this time we're going to talk to Murray. Hi, Murray. You're on 570 News.
Hi. How are you doing today?
Doing well, Murray. What's your question for Gaetan and Matthew?
I just wondered if there was any relationship between tinnitus and the treatments that they do.
Tinnitus can be a whole disorder all unto itself. We find that people who are experiencing dizziness and vertigo will frequently describe that they do have some ringing in the ears, or if they've had ringing in the ears in the past, that it's certainly a little bit worse.
Mm-hmm.
But tinnitus can be a cause by just an absolute plethora of reasons all unto its own. Heart problems. I think one of my patients who's had long-standing tinnitus, he's very active, and he went down to, I think, University of Buffalo. They had a symposium down there. They're thinking now that it's due to an extra fluid within the brain itself that's causing the dizziness, or
okay.
Sorry, the tinnitus,
yeah.
Pardon. So tinnitus unto itself, we don't specifically treat that, but if you're having dizziness, vertigo, or off balance, and you're also having a little bit of tinnitus along with, we will hopefully try to at least reduce the tinnitus as a result of our treatments.
Okay, yeah, I know I have, with me, I have balance problems. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm... all of a sudden, I'll be standing there, and I feel like I'm falling backwards, so mm-hmm. I have to kind of correct that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get up from sitting down, I sometimes get lightheaded and dizzy. I don't know if it's vertigo necessarily, but there is a lightheadedness there. So.
And your blood pressure is okay?
Yeah, but it's through medication. Like, I've had a heart attack before, so...
Okay. But your doctor would be monitoring that and
yep.
making sure that your medication's at appropriate levels?
Yep.
And let's face it, standing in the middle of a room, you shouldn't feel like you're going to fall backwards.
Yeah.
That's not normal,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And you shouldn't feel like you're lightheaded or rocking or swaying or having this almost floating sensation either. So lightheadedness is not normal either.
Yeah, okay. So it's basically best, I guess, to get a referral then before we make an appointment with you two.
If you need a referral, as I said before, if you have an insurance company that does not require a doctor's referral, then you don't need one. You can come directly to us, or individuals who are paying privately do not require a doctor's referral. They can come directly to physiotherapy.
Okay.
So your best thing to do is to call your insurance company and ask them, do I need a doctor's referral?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Murray, right. Thank you so much for your call. We've got time for one more very quick phone call. Let's go over and talk to Bill. Hi, Bill. You're on 570 News.
Hi there.
Good morning.
I was just wondering, could you tell me with vertigo, does you talk about dizziness, does balance come underneath that too?
Absolutely. We drop balance as part of that umbrella of terms. So vertigo, imbalance, lightheadedness, blurry vision, they all kind of go together with a vertigo or an imbalance issue. Absolutely.
Have you ever heard of somebody coming to you or heard of a case where people get very sick?
Oh, nausea, vomiting.
Yeah. Vomiting, yeah.
Vomiting
yeah.
is very rare if you're having something like positional vertigo. It is very common with something like that earlier caller with Meniere's disease. It's mm-hmm. very the first episode or first attack of Meniere's disease is very disabling.
Mm-hmm.
People are literally vomiting for hours in duration. So it's a debilitating initial attack.
So then is vertigo and Meniere's disease, are they two different things?
Absolutely.
They are?
Yep.
And is there treatment for Meniere's?
Meniere's is basically more of a medically managed type problem. During episodes that you're having the imbalance, we do treat or we give you exercises that will help with imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But Meniere's is generally called to treated with diet, frequently with water suppression type pills, reduction of caffeine and alcohol.
Okay. Bill, we've run out of time, but we want to thank you for your call. We want to thank Ernest, who also tried to call in. I would recommend giving Gaetan and Matthew a call at 519-208-0150 and actually making an appointment to come in. And I want to thank you both for being on the show today.
Thank you very much, Dave, for having us.
I'm really glad you were here, and I think a lot of listeners were as well. If you'd like to get in touch with Gaetan and Matthew, here's how you do it. 519-208-0150, as I said. You'll find them at 30 DuPont Street East, Unit L1 in Waterloo, and you can get more information online at vorphysio.com. News is next, then back with more of Ask the Experts here on 570 News.